Well then, I suppose it all starts 3 years ago. It was the 15th of August, 2011. I'd received my A-level exam results and failed to get into the university of my choice. It's fair to say, I was feeling pretty sorry for myself. I was pretty damn low. So the rational part of my brain decided that the only way to solve this problem would be to buy a pet. Not a normal pet, though. No, it needed to be something different. Something exciting. So I went online and did a bit of research and came across this. A bearded dragon. It was perfect. I paid a visit to my local pet shop, located the reptile section, and found exactly what I was looking for. I exchanged the money, £25.50, 25 for the dragon and 50p for a leftover bag of wood chips, buckled the box into the passenger seat, not daring to look inside, and returned home. I always remember that moment placing the box on my desk and opening it up. It was glorious. He was perfect. I called him Sid. Over the next 2 years, a beautiful relationship blossomed between me and Sid. We did everything together. We went everywhere together. We were like two peas in a pod. However, inevitably, the day came back around when I had to resit my exams for university. By the grace of God, this time I passed, meaning that I would be off to university, and Sid? Well, Sid would have to go. He was given away to a loving family who I'm sure provide him the level of love and affection that we had shared over the past 2 years. But still, it was a sad day. I think about him sometimes. I wonder whether he thinks about me, longing for the days that we used to spend together. And then the realization hits me that he's just a dragon, and he's probably far happier living a life of dragon luxury with a fancy cage, a warm heat lamp, and all the carrots and cucumber he can eat. After that, things were never the same. I felt empty inside. A relationship between a man and reptile is something that can't be matched, and I guess I needed to fill the void. So off I went again on my travels across the internet, searching, scouring the web for a new soulmate. I was looking for something new, exciting, impressive, thrilling, a lifelong companion, and then suddenly, I found the perfect match. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Herbert. Herbert is a tortoise at the ripe old age of one, and he is badass. Did you know that a tortoise has the same lifespan as a human, and in some cases can live up to 150 years? That means that Herbert's dad lived through two world wars. He didn't do anything, but he was there nonetheless. Little Herbert is just a baby, but in time he's going to get bigger. At adult size, he'll be around 280 millimeters in length and weigh around 2.5 kilos. And he's a herbivore, so he likes grass, ferns, flowers, tree leaves, and fruits. But his favourite thing ever is a dandelion. Herbert loves dandelions. We keep these for a special treat. But as is the same with any human, dandelions will never do. Dandelions can't hold your hand and kiss you goodnight and listen to your problems. Dandelions can't make your knees go weak and set your heart aflutter. So, I figured it'd only be fair to get Herbert a Herbet. So here's Doris. Herbert and Doris are in love. Very, very much in love. I'd like to think that one day they might have babies. But until then, it's just me and them. I'm excited for what the future has in store for us, me and these two tiny tortoises. No one can ever beat Sid, and I don't know if these two tiny prehistoric animals will ever be able to fill his giant shoes. But I guess we have 100 years to find out.
You know I love you, baby, more every day. You are my sweetheart, baby, in every...
Thank you.